Okay, the Paradise Town Board will come to order today, July 26, 2022, if you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance Day.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just a few items to cover before we get the meeting underway. If you look on your copy of the agenda, if you pick one up at the podium.
Oh, we didn't get one.
Was there one any at the podium?
No,
So I'll go ahead and read these off to you. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may continue two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. At this time, I would ask that you turn off or mute any of your cell phones or any other electronic devices that might interrupt the meeting. And if you have any private conversations you'd like to take up, you would take them out in the lobby over there or in the lobby behind you. And you will have an opportunity to speak on an agenda item once I close it to the public. No time during the meeting should there be any applause or interruptions. Be respectful of the people coming up here to give their presentation and the board listening to it. We have a lot of competition with the ventilation system up there. Okay?
Can you turn your speaker up?
Can we turn your speaker up?
I'm not sure how to do that.
Yeah, we'll turn it up.
Hello. One, two, three. Can you hear it now?
Oh, yeah. That's much better.
That's terrible.
Well, okay. So, other than that, let the record reflect that all the board members are present except for John Wardlaw, who's excused. And do we have any staff introductions?
Steve DeMaron, Clark County Conference Planning Department.
Juanca Vasquez, Clark County Administrative Services, and Commissioner Gibson's office.
All right, I have to read this item into the record. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to this meeting for 3 minutes, please step up to the table. There is a microphone up here, and all you have to do is push the button up. The light will come on, and then it's working. This meeting is recorded, so it's important that even though you may have a booming voice, you still need to use the microphone. Okay. Let's see. If applicable, state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Do we have approval of the minutes for July 12, 2022?
Mr. Chair, I move to approve minutes as written for July 12, 2022.
We have a motion to approve the minutes for July 12, 2022. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for July 26, 2022.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda for July 26, 2022.
We have a motion to approve the agenda for July 26, 2022. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any informational items?
Two.
Apparently not.
I'll take it as a no. Okay, we will move on to planning and zoning. First item, SC220378 MGP, Lessor LLC, street name change to name an unnamed private drive Isle Bold Avenue on a portion of 57.6 acres of H1 Limited Resort Apartment A60 Zone, generally located on the east side of Frank Sinatra Drive and north side of Mandalay Bay Road within variance.
Good evening, Jason Gray, G-R-A-Y, here on behalf of the applicant, Brand Parks, LLC. This is the operating entity for the Luxor Resort and Casino. The application before you is fairly straightforward. The request is to name, in the first instance, a private alignment that provides east-west access from Frank Sinatra Drive to the west and Luxor Drive to the east, all on the premises of Luxor Resort Hotel. The request is to formally name the alignment Bold Avenue, prerequisite to installing street signs to indicate the same. The intent is that by formally naming the alignment and installing street signs, we'll be able to improve wayfinding and directional resources in the area, which experiences a substantial increase in vehicular and pedestrian traffic, particularly on game and event days at Allegiant Stadium. The combined Fire Communication Center and County Planning staff recommend approval. With regard to staff conditions, we would just simply like to note that under planning condition bullet number 2, we have no reason at all to doubt the veracity of the county's record keeping with respect to whether or not Luxor Drive was ever formally named, but we would like an opportunity to review our records. The property is 30 years old, so it could be that at some point that happened. We will have additional conversations with staff, of course, if our records don't align with their records. But we have conceptually no concerns with that condition. Under condition number 4, we're a little bit concerned because a 60-day time frame to install the signs is largely beyond our control, in that there's a process that we'll follow with Public Works, presumably a review process. But in the second instance, there are concerns about supply chain issues and being able to get signs produced and installed and the resources in place and time to accomplish the same. I can represent to you that there is nobody who is more interested in getting these signs installed as expeditiously as possible as us and the resort, and so we will be doing everything that we can to ensure that happens as quickly as possible. That's really the whole reason why we're going through this process. We want to install the signs to improve directional and wayfinding resources in the area. We would respectfully request this board's recommendation for approval, consistent with staff. And the combined fire alarm office with the deletion of current planning condition bullet number 4. With that, I will stand for any questions.
Is there anyone here in the public like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close to the public and open it to the board.
So how many days do you think it would take you?
I asked that question before I came here today. Well, really nobody can venture with certainty any type of guess because there are things that are so unpredictable. Principally concerned with the resource question and the supply chain issues.
I don't know whether it's going to be open-ended.
We will endeavor to meet whichever time frame the county deems appropriate. Like I said, it's our intent to do it as quickly as possible, but 60 days is very aggressive.
Do you think, like, 6 months? At the beginning of 6 months, there's bigger issues at hand then?
Yeah, it would. Yes, there would be issues totally outside of our control.
Yeah.
My suggestion would be a year, because there's no point in making the name change if they don't put up signs, so I don't think there's any thought that it won't happen. But within a year, 6 months for Public Works, 6 months to get a sign in.
I'm good with that. I thought I was going to do a year, but I thought I was going to be crazy. Now it's a year. Thank
you.
So 1 year?
Yeah, 1 year.
Someone's going to make a motion on
that. Go ahead, Caitlin. Okay. I make a motion to approve this application subject to staff conditions with the change of bullet number 4 to street signs shall be installed within 1 year of the approval of this application by the Planning Commission.
Everyone's heard the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good luck. Go to the Planning Commission on July 16th. Mm-hmm. Item number two, UC 220372, Mannequin, Victoria, use permit for personal services, beauty salon, within an existing commercial industrial complex on 2.8 acres in an ND design manufacturing 8070 zone, currently located on the north side of Sunset Road and the west side of Sunset Corporate Drive, within Paris. Is the applicant here?
You want one?
UC 220379, Kilgore Family Trust, Kilgore Stephen Boyd, and Jody Lynn Trust, use permit to allow an accessory structure not architecturally compatible for the principal structure. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1. Setbacks, 2. Separations, and 3. Increased height for the accessory structure in conjunction for the single family residence on 0.2 acres in an R1 single family residential zone. Generally located on the north side of Serene Avenue, 955 feet west of Maryland Parkway, within Paradise.
Pardon.
Hello, my name is Steve Kilgore, K-I-L-G-O-R. I live at 1063 Aspen Trees, so he's a The item before you is a variation or a waiver for some of the setback issues. I started building a pirate lagoon in my backyard and back in 1998. Built a pool. All of the pool is permitted. Patio covers are permitted. I didn't know a whole lot about setbacks at the time. I have learned a tremendous amount about setbacks in the last few months. thank you for giving me this chance to speak about this. My wife and I, Jody, we moved into the new home in Silverado Hills back in 1998. We were newly married. She had two kids, I had six kids. She married me anyway. But most of the roads at the time were dirt. It felt a little rural out there where we were at. We promised the kids we'd build them a pool. So I started with this kind of a Swiss Family Robinson theme. And the family was always a Disney fan. So when the Pirates of the Caribbean came out in 2003, we found our new theme. So the kids and everything else in the yard started getting more and more piratey over the years. And you can see by the pictures that took on kind of a life of its own. The issues with the setbacks, some of these things were close to the sidewall, some butting right up against the sidewall. I was pretty careful about keeping things away from the house, but some of the structures got a little taller. I think 14 feet is the limit. We have a playhouse that I think peaks at 19 feet. So I've gone through all of the process with comp planning to get the appropriate waivers and standards for this. Everything in the yard has been built very, very carefully, and a lot of concern for safety, fire safety, and physical safety. All the building techniques are nice, they're clean, everything is very well done as far as that goes. It's a private place, there's never been any commercial use. A bunch of the neighbors are here with me today and have submitted package. I don't know if you guys would be the ones waving flags. There's we got a couple of dozen neighbor letters supporting this. Some of them make reference to a Halloween thing. Every year we kind of open the backyard for a little walkthrough tour. We don't charge any money. We have a donation barrel. We raise a little bit for Make-A-Wish or candle lighters or something like that. We've done that for almost 25 years.
Minus COVID.
Yeah, we shut down for COVID and the year after that. But anyway, what you have before you is a private residence built for many kids, now many grandkids, and it doesn't have any commercial application. You don't really know it's there unless you know it's there. If you're driving by, there's a couple of views from the over the walls that I think you can see that you might see a pirate flag poking up, but that's about all you can really see. So I'm here today to lay all this out in front of you. I thank you for your consideration. I thank you for the help with this process, and I'm here to answer any questions.
Okay. Is there anyone here in the public who wants to speak on the item? And before we start that, is there anyone here? How many people are for this? Is there anyone opposed?
No.
I don't
think
so.
Yeah.
All right.
We can let it. Am I allowed?
Yeah, we'll get there.
Okay.
Just a moment. Okay, so if you would kind of take your comments, if some of you can speak for everyone, or if you have anything new to add, what we don't want is people coming up and saying the same thing over and over again, because we get it the first time. So, who wants to come up and speak? One, two, okay. So, who wants to be first? We'll get everybody.
Let it be all. I'd just like to say that if you lived in our neighborhood, you'd want to do this. Wonderful neighbors. We have a couple of handicapped people who live in the neighborhood, and we support each other. It's really a community. Now, I've lived here in Las Vegas for 44 years. I've never seen a closer knit community than I have. My name is William Carner, 1110 Aspen, please.
Got it.
Got it. C-A-R-N-E-R.
Okay. This lady right there.
Hi, my name is Lucy Kincaid. I live on 1090 Aspen Valley Avenue. I'm 15. I've been coming to the Kilburn community for, since almost I can remember, since I was a little kid, I've seen countless kids go to their backyard on Halloween night, and I've seen the bright smiles on their faces. It's touched the lives of so many people, spread so far out, and it's truly something really beautiful and amazing, and I'm so thankful that I've been able to be part of it, and especially helping out. Just, this is something that's so widespread and so well known, and this is an amazing family that's done nothing but good for the community and for friends and everything. I truly think that this is very necessary, in a sense, to this neighborhood and the community. It's done wonders for me and the kids. It's done wonders for Make-A-Wish. It's really beautiful.
Okay. Thank you. Who's next? Who wants to be in that room?
Sure. Hi, my name is Rob Shields. That's S-H-I-E-L-D-S, under that 1087, or 1086, I mean, Aspen Breeze, almost straight across from Steve. I've been there since 98. They're wonderful neighbors. They take care of their property. I drive by their house two or three times a day. You cannot see it from the front, okay? And if you go in their backyard, all you can say is, I wish it was mine, okay? They have a block wall that faces Serene Avenue, which is four lanes, and we have 20, 30 pine trees here, which are about 30 to 35 feet. So I don't see how anybody knows it's even there. Okay.
Okay. Who would like to speak next?
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Elise Kincaid, K-I-N-C-A-I-D. I live at 1090 Aspen Valley Avenue, one street over from the Hill Course. I serve on the board for the LMA for the community of 75 homes, okay? I serve on the board with Jody Kilgore. And we take care of our community the best we can. We are concerned, we get involved. And what I will say about this family is they care about everybody in our community. They work hard to take care of everything. They're respectful, good people, and it's all a good thing. I've been doing this for nearly 3 years with Jody, and we have done so many improvements and changes that we bring the neighborhood together as a whole, and they are a huge heart of the neighborhood. So I hope you will take that into consideration, because it's a big deal to all of us, and we're going to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else?
Okay. Well, first of all, your sounding system isn't working.
Oh, I'll just yell. My name is Barbara Carner, C-A-R-N-E-R. I live at 1110 Aspen Breeze Avenue. I'm across the street, three houses down from Steve and Jody. We moved in there, We moved in there late August of 2014. And it was my mom's last home. And she got to go and see the fire ship. And even the day she died, she begged us to keep memories of that ship in the minds of her great aunt, great kids, and her granddaughters. And Steve and Jody have just been absolutely wonderful people. They take care of the yard. They help with people that are handicapped. When we're going through the crisis with COVID-19, people didn't have toilet paper. My husband ran to the store early in the morning, and we do care packages. We took them out to the elderly people and gave them toilet paper, because you couldn't find it at the store. Remember those days? So, anyway, my granddaughter wanted to audition to be a mermaid, but she wasn't old enough. So she practiced for 4 years, her and friend Jasmine, Jasmine's black, my daughter's white, my granddaughter's white, two great friends. They've been friends for years since elementary school. They're still practicing, because when they turn 18, they want to audition to be the mermaids in the swimming pool. So I'm just asking all of you to think how much joy this family has brought to this neighborhood. I mean, we have changed banks, and we told them where we live. We're like Surrey Maryland Parkway. Oh, you live by the pirate ship. We go to Smith's, and they're like, my husband's a flirt, so he's got girlfriends, boyfriends. And he's like, where do you live? Oh, Surrey Maryland Parkway. Oh, you live by the pirate ship. my vet, we took our dogs in there, new vet. He said, Serena Maryland Parkway. Oh, you live by the pirate ship. It is that well known in this community how much joy Steve and Jody has given children. Not only children, but adults. And in my case, my mother. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just turned it off, so don't even worry about it. I just turned
just
it
talk
off.
Just talk loud.
Yeah.
my name is Mariana Bobrova. I am here with my fiance, and I came from Ukraine this February. I know Kilgore's family for over 3 years, 3.5. And as soon as I came here for the first time, they welcomed me as their own family. They embraced with love and warmth. And as soon as I know them for 2 years, they gave such an amazing support as only one of them. And such people. They are treasures. As an architect and artist, I especially appreciate what kind of Steve can make with his hands. It's just amazing work. I cannot imagine that he, on his own, with help of Jody and his kids, could make all of this. It's a piece of art. It really is. And I cannot imagine anyone could wish to destroy it. It is so hard, and it is a family history where if you go through his yards, there is each corner is a separate piece made with love, and every detail is brought here with love or made by Steve himself. This kind of decoration can be made only by professional studios where you would love to go and see it. And now it's open for friends, family. Before COVID, it was open for anyone who would want to see it, for people to join this world and to feel themselves or to feel in a fairy tale. It's an amazing experience for anyone to be there. Thank you.
Anyone else? I just wanted to go last, so I would have the other microphone. Thank you for your time this evening. I just wanted to provide a bit of a reference for the Kilgore family. I've known them for over 20 years, and I had the great privilege of working with Steve Kilgore in public safety for many years earlier in this century. And I can speak to the standard of performance and the high standards of professionalism. And what you see in front of you is a result of his level of accuracy and commitment. And the difference he has made in public safety as a leader in police has been applied in his own community in what he's done here with this incredible experience that you see before you. So I just wanted to come up and lend my own support for
the continuance of what this means to the community, not just locally in their own community, but in the Valley here in Las Vegas as a member of this Valley community for many decades. So thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Ms. Pappa, one more? Anyone else after this?
No.
Here we go. One more.
I'll make this quick. My name is Jackie Shields. I live across the street from Steve at 1086 Aspen Bruce. And I think if you take a look around the room and you see the passion in people's hearts and the respect that they have for this family, I would ask that when you make your decisions and go forward, that you would take that into consideration.
Sir?
Spencer Quinton. Q-U-I-N-T-O-N at 1126 Aspen Valley Avenue. And the only thing I would like to add, in addition to my substantiate everything that was said, I would like to add that in addition to the craftsmanship and the impact it's had on the community, as I've studied some of the requirements for the Nevada Registry of Historic Places, this will probably qualify and be something that I would submit would be a place that would have its place on this historic registry as far as the passion of this one.
Anyone else? Okay, would you like to wrap up any comments?
We didn't know we would have all that support, so sorry for thank you for your time. And sorry for your time.
I know it is
to sit on a board, and I hope you guys are getting paid because I'm not.
We don't either.
We've all wondered what the flags were. This really doesn't speak to the magnitude of what he's created.
Aww. I'm sorry I brought one set of pictures. I didn't know.
This is fine. We just hand them on down.
Tell them what the fact is. I don't know his name, but.
Just give us your name.
My name is Jody Kilmore. K-I-L-G-O-R-E, 1063 Aspen Breeze Avenue. My husband came home from having these copies made at the FedEx and laughed, and he said that the gal that did the picture, she says, I hope this isn't unprofessional, but I have visited and I love your yard and I went to her shooting for years there. So we just got up. Anyway, I don't want to take up your time. Thank you so much. And I appreciate everything that you guys are doing because it does mean that you're involved, and that's why we sit on the board and spend hours and hours and hours. So thank you.
All right, no one else is going to throws it to the public and to the board.
Mr. Chair, just a couple of things. You're very lucky that the staff is supporting you, because the first thing I saw when I drove by there was your RV park. The backyard stuff, you're right, you can't see it other than the flag, but your RV cover, there's no setback at all. And they usually will say there's no reason you can't make that meet code, but they're allowing it this time. And because you have so many neighbors here, this is a good opportunity. So there are a lot of them like that. I saw a lot of encroachments into easements in the neighborhood. And I don't know if you got permits or not, but somebody turned y'all in. I mean, there's a complaint to code enforcement because of it. So not every neighbor is apparently happy after all these years. Might be somebody new that somebody turned you in for code violation. So it's just a note to everybody that's there. If you've built something in your yard, whether it was a shed or a RV cover or a garage shade, make sure you had a permit, because you may get caught too and be right back in this situation. You have to tear it down or put it back up. In this case, the staff's recommending that you keep it. The other thing I want to mention to the group, because staff does approve your application, so I see no reason why we shouldn't either, that you have 1 year for the building department to come out, apply for your permit. They may find something that doesn't meet building code. So we're just zoning, planning and zoning regulations, their building, and may have you take it down. I don't know how elaborate the insides are. In my field, I work in construction and management. The first thing I thought was fire sprinklers because of the structure, which can be very expensive. So, just be aware, just because it gets approved at this level, that somebody doesn't come in and say, well, sorry, you have to either rebuild that building or take it down because it doesn't meet building code. So that's all I have to say. It's coming from that side.
You guys said you were unable to hear him, that we turned up the gain on his mic, so every time someone speaks, that mic hears it, and then it's such a
feedback. Well, if no one else has anything.
I just wanted to comment that, I would take what Susan has told you to heart and be sure that. You've got a little time to make sure that everything is built the way it should be, and that you've got all the safety measures in there and everything. When they do come out to inspect, that you're going to get through. Apparently, you've got a year to do that. I think it's really wonderful that you've done this. This is it's almost like Disneyland in the backyard. So I think all of the neighbors are very lucky to have someone like yourself there. Do what you do with the children as well.
It's just, I know, I'm going to turn yours down. Just make a motion and then we can turn it down.
I will love the stereo.
So, with that, I'm going to make a motion to approve, subject to staff's conditions, which I'm sure you're probably aware of. Okay. And we've got it here to get everything going. So, and there's no public event. So I make a motion to approve, subject to staff's conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck.
Good luck.
And the planning commission on August the 16th, which is the final decision.
Yeah.
Whoever turned this in didn't bother to show up, I guess.
No.
I haven't heard. It doesn't mean they won't show up to the planning commission. So I would really recommend that you all be there.
I'm just in case.
Thank you.
It's 7 o'clock.
In costume?
Thanks. One more comment. Our first summer, August of 2014, my granddaughter was 6 years old. And we had just moved in the neighborhood. We met a lot of nice people. And my daughter and son-in-law took her up there, and they have people that walk with all the children, and they have roads, so there's no safety problems. Lifeguards, it's all there.
Just wanted to double check and make sure
they
got everything you need.
Gosh, I wish mine had been
there. Well, that's pretty bad time to draw.
Yours is really loud, too.
It's very hot. Y'all want to hear me.
I don't know if it's mine or
it's
her.
It's both of us.
Probably not.
I'm usually probably fine.
Okay.
I've met so many Ukrainian people.
ET 224 00080s UC 190696 McCray James Delois. Use permit, first extension of time, proposed place of worship,
Design review for a place of worship on 1.2 acres in RE Rural Estates Residential Zone, generally located north side of Wigwam Avenue, 600 feet west of Eastern Avenue within Paradise. And would you like me to read the other one as well?
Yes, please.
Okay. And number 5, ET22400081WS200176. McCray, James, Deloitte, waivers and development standards for first extension of time for the following: one, reduce the height setback ratio requirement adjunct to an existing single family residence on two, alternative landscaping adjunct to a less intensive use single family residence. Design review for a place of worship on 1.2 acres in RE Rural Estates Residential Zone, generally located on the north side of Wigwam Avenue, 600 feet west of Eastern Avenue within Paradise. Adam?
Yes.
Right in.
Thank you. My name is Ken Small. I'm with SSA Architecture. I'm the architect for this project. You probably, most of you were here before when I presented this. It's a nice little local walk to Baptist Church for the neighborhood. Who would have imagined when I was here 2 years ago what would happen to the church and church attendance and all that? And so they've been delayed as a result of that. But the project is exactly the same. We're not proposing to change the line on it. It is as it was. And still a nice little building. The neighbor on the east side calls me regularly to find out what's taking so long. And there were notices in the interim that the street was going to be repaved and prepared for new pavement, and that the pastor and his wife would have to install the offsite utilities prior to that paving. And so they have actually started construction. They did construct the offsites that were necessary. And so right now it's at the building department, and we're not anticipating that there's going to be any further delays. We're ready to move forward with it. With that, I won't represent the project unless you want me to explain it again, but everything is as it was, and everybody was happy with as it was last time, and nothing has changed.
Is there anyone in the room that would like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
This was one of my favorite church designs. I remember it. I love the way you did it. I don't see any issues with either items given the circumstances. If there aren't any questions or comments.
Is June 3rd, 2024 going to be in that time?
Yes.
I would make a motion then to approve items 4 and 6, subject to staff conditions.
I have a motion.
4 and 5.
I have a motion to approve items 4 and 5.
I was reading it too.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Good luck.
I do like that conception model.
Thanks a lot.
That is a really nice
idea. We're excited about it. I'm looking forward to seeing it come up out of the ground.
Excuse me, sir. What was your name again?
My name is Kenneth Small, 7040 Laredo Street, Suite C, Las Vegas, SSA Architecture.
All right, you're on the application, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, item number 6, ZZ, 220384. Polaris F399 LLC zone change zone to an R5 apartment residential zone. Waivers development standards for the following: 1, increased building height; 2, reduced parking; 3, reduced roof depth; and 4, reduced driveway departure distance. Design review for the following: 1, multiple family residential development; 2, alternative parking lot landscaping; and 3, finished grade. Generally located in the southwest corner of Berry End Road, Polaris Avenue, within Paradise.
Good evening.
Results
in 1980. Festival class drag here on behalf of the applicant for properties. You guys are familiar with 4, they built the gate and the other apartments down there, Lotus. We just got one approved
currently zoned MD as the surrounding uses are, but as we all know, this area is slowly changing to more urban area between here and Spring Mountain, more walkable, more commercial and residential uses. So what we're requesting this evening is a conforming zone change to R5. The master plan is entertainment mixed use, which allows for up to the H1 zoning. We are requesting the R5 to allow for 226 multifamily units. We have a single building located in the center of the site. We have DI up here on the top of the Polaris on the east side. The majority of our units are one bedroom. We only have 7 3 bedrooms, so this will be one of those that it's more professional, it's not really family oriented, but that really helps with the school numbers overall. The way the site is laid out is we have our main entrance off of Desert Inn here. We pushed our gate back to here, so we do have a throat depth waiver request because you can turn in here, which is that first conflict. But the actual call box meets that requirement, and then our gate is pushed back. We also can come all the way through here as well. So there's quite a bit of circulation up here in the front. We have a secondary access off of Polaris here. Our gate is pushed back here, so it's not right up against the access from here. Elevations, here's some renderings. We're requesting to go 4 stories, 65 feet. We are requesting a height waiver on that. But of course, if this were to be H1, we could potentially go up to 100 feet. So staff is recommending approval of that waiver. And we also have a slight parking waiver, very similar to the other ones that CORE has requested and been approved. Staff is actually recommending approval of that because we haven't been having any issues with parking on those other sites. And since this is in the similar area within walking distance to commercial and potentially the strip for anyone who's working on the strip, we believe that the request is appropriate. So overall, staff is okay with the zone change, our building. The concerns are for our driveways here. So we do have the throat depths. This one I'm not so concerned with, only because, as I mentioned, you come pretty far in before you get to the gate, and you can still circulate all the way around through here. Here we do have a throat depth as well. You turn into here or go back into the parking lot here. The reason that we have our gate and our driveway on Polaris so close to Desert Inn is to try to have as many parking spaces behind that gate as possible. We looked at potentially doing an exit only here. However, we wanted to make sure that there's still access coming from the east. As you know, there's a median in Desert Inn, so you cannot make a left-hand in or a left-hand out of the property. So we wanted to make sure that there was still access over here, so anyone potentially coming east on Spring Mountain can come up for us and then come in. So overall, we think this is going to be another great project. CORE is moving fast on getting all their developments up and running, but happy to talk about the access points a little bit more and any other questions that you may have.
Is there anyone here who wants to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if I may, is there a reason why on Polaris the drive can't be at the other end in the same design?
So again, yeah, we did look at that. They had a exit only here. It didn't work with the discussions with Public Works. The reason we have it up here is to have it in front of that gate, so all the parking for the guests are behind the gate for privacy and security reasons. Otherwise, they could move it down, but they just want to try to have it in front of the gate. So departure distance was our other waiver here. So 57 feet off of DI to this access here. So your average length of a car is 14 feet. So you could have about 4 cars here before they turn in. But that being said, you have a ramp right off of DI. So I I'm hoping that people are slowing down to get onto that ramp, so they're not really going terribly fast down here because there is that ramp. This street also, people aren't, you know, it's not a main street. Polaris, you have, of course, folks that are in here for the industrial and down here, but the majority of your traffic is going east-west, not north-south. So, again, that's why we thought that it would be okay with that departure distance and location to be. We don't believe that they're really going to back up there because it's the side street more than the main system.
Well, staff believes that Polaris is a vital north-south that gives release to Valley View. So they don't agree that it's a lesser used street.
I know.
Because of, you know, especially on game days down there, everybody's going to be cutting up and down Polaris. So given the amount of space you have in your layout with the building in the center, I would think there would be some way for you to meet their request for throat depth and having the entrance further down. Like you said, they're trying to keep them behind the gates.
Right.
There are ways to gate the property so that wouldn't be an issue at all.
I mean, on our way to play or BCC.
Because you're, there's, you could, you know, fence the entire property to, and wherever you put the gate would be security because you have one at both ends. It also seems like everybody's coming in at the top of the building, which is traffic flow for the complex because most of the majority of the people are the other end, so everybody has to drive the entire length of the complex to get to their side. So I just think there's something you could do there. And then what is the landscape alternative you're requesting?
So landscape, you have to have landscape fingers every six spaces internal to the site. If we don't have that, we can request a design review as long as we are providing the required trees throughout the whole property somewhere else.
Okay.
So it's not the waiver, we're just moving the trees elsewhere.
So where are you moving them to?
So they're dispersed all over.
They look dead over here, so.
You're in a dead tree.
Yeah. They're dispersed throughout the site.
Okay. Yeah, they're much better on the edges, but I was like, oh, they're showing that our lack of water already.
I'm sure they're down.
That's why they're brown. All right, that's my only concern. I just think there's another way for you to do the entrances that would accommodate staff and just make, because that corner, I mean, you've got two entrances on the corner of Desert Inn and Polaris. I think that's just a little tight for a busy intersection. You know, it only takes one car stopping and slowing everybody else down.
And I don't
think anyone's going to slow down for the ramp.
They're not. That's also the way you get to Area 15, which is a very popular destination. And I guarantee you no one's going to be looking up there and looking at their cell phone going, what does it mean to take a slight right onto a ramp? There's no ramp here.
That's a great one. I appreciate the feedback. Thank you. We'll take a look.
Okay. Oh, they wouldn't allow that if we didn't pass the waivers.
Otherwise,
I think it's going to look a little weird in that area just because it is so kind of weird industrial random objects. So like something to have apartment complex there, but
yeah, it's slowly changing. So this corner, let's see, this corner right here was approved for a big hotel a few years. I think it may have just expired. We may have submitted one more extension time on that. Then you have, we actually have right here, we have a another multifamily application coming in. You should see that next month. And then here's the Lotus right here. So it's pretty close.
It's just a weird area, but I'm not, people have to live here where they work, so.
Right.
the way there has to be housing somewhere.
It's like it's all internal, so not like the ceiling.
They do give you the tough ones. I'll make a motion, but I'm going to stick with staff's recommendation to give you time to fix it before you get to BCC. So I will make a motion to approve the zone change, waivers of development standards 1 and 2, and the design review number 3, and denial of waivers of development standards 3 and 4. I will approve design reviews 1 and 2, however, since we're okay with the design, it's just staff's issue.
Okay, except for the trees.
Except for the trees. Well, they're dead, so.
So you heard the motion, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck. You go to the Board of County Commissioners on August 7th.
Have you talked to them about cutting
any general business of law enforcement?
No, I think we're good.
All right, then moving on to item number 8, comments by the general public, appear to vote for comments by the general public on matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction and be held on vote if you take on a matter and listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the microphone about the third, state your name and address, and please start your last name. For the record, any member of the board wishes to extend a lengthy presentation. This will be done by a chairperson or the board by majority vote. Anybody here have any comments? Next meeting is August 9th, 2022. Do we have a motion to adjourn? We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
So I think Alvaro.